You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Was Suo with a brand new track called Don't Catch Me. We've got the band in the studio all the way over from New York, hot off a couple of gigs at Nestfest and down in Wellington as well. Welcome, all of you. How are you doing this morning?
We're good. Thank
good
you.
Good morning, listeners.
Would you guys like to introduce yourselves and what it is you do in the band? Maybe we'll start with you, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm Sarah. I'm the songwriter and sing and play guitar.
Nice.
I'm Max. I play drums and I do whatever Sarah tells me to do.
Fantastic.
I'm Rob and I play guitar.
Fab. And how long have you guys been playing as a unit? Like, what's your sort of, you know, coming together story?
Well, the project started 2019. It was a totally different band. We played about 6 shows, did a Europe tour February 2020.
Ooh, good time.
Yep. And we actually, COVID was just chasing our tour van.
Oh,
and
God.
Got back, kind of took that year off. Mm. And then Max and Josephine, who plays bass, joined. And we played some summer shows. And then Rob just joined maybe this past summer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's actually one of those things where it's recent and it's been a while because COVID makes time collapse a little
bit.
Yeah.
And Max and I have known each other for like well over 10 years.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Our other older bands played together. I was in Boy Toy, Max is in Dirty Fences. So
nice.
Yeah. And then everyone also has their own solo projects. So Rob is in Widow Speak.
Cool.
Josephine has Josephine Network, which Max and I also sing and do backup in.
It's a good little spider's web of nice music that you've got there. Yeah.
We've been playing in different projects or, you know, next to each other to some extent for a while.
We all share gear in the practice space.
Excellent. Yeah. I feel like that's the true tell of, you know, how a network forms is it's like how many people use the same bass amp?
I was just about to say the bass amp.
Yeah.
that's the
heaviest bit. Totally. How has your tour been so far? You caught the rain in Nestfest, but at least it's very beautiful down there and look like a nice little vibe.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. Everyone coming to the shows is having a great time and we're having a great time and everything's beautiful and people are really nice.
Great.
And yeah,
I'm glad we could turn it on for you. It's at least marginally better than the last summer where it just literally flooded everywhere. So pleased that it's not quite that grim in New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah, the weather report's looking good. So nice. I think we're going to try to hit the beach today and maybe do something outdoors tomorrow as well. So.
Perfect. Yeah.
Eating good food, going to a bunch of skate parks.
Ah, that's all you can really ask for.
It's been a blast.
Yeah. So when you guys are making music together as a crew, obviously, Sara, you're the songwriter. Where does it start and how does a track kind of come together for Suo?
So I'll usually write something and make a demo and then send it in a text message to, you know, these guys. And then we get together and just jam on the song in the practice space.
Mm-hmm.
Or like this, we have a new record that's in the works. And for that, we were in Mexico City.
Cool.
And went to a studio out there and they flew out and we kind of did pre-production in the studio. So figuring out parts and arrangements and, you know, backup vocals, harmonies, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Did the studio kind of come first? Did you know you had that time and that space for this record? Or how did that kind of Mexico City come into the mix there?
I've been spending a bunch of time in Mexico City. I also do some visual art and did a furniture design show there the year before and played some solo shows. Because everyone's in their own bands, I've also been doing some solo shows when they're unavailable to just keep things moving. And linked up with a producer, Pablo Valero, who was in a band called Santa Sabina, who were really enormous in the 90s in Mexico and Latin America. And he invited me back to make a record. And so I was like, all right, next year, let's do it.
It's good to have some deadlines like that sometimes to kind of feel like, okay, that's where we got to go. We got to get to there.
For sure. Yeah, and it was like, all right, I'm going to get this amount of songs ready so that we could pare it down. And then you guys will come in. You've got like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I think you spent. And
2 weeks or something, yeah.
Yeah, and so we just were like, all right, we got a week to do pre-production. Had sent everyone like the demos beforehand, and we had played some of them already live and some of them in the practice space, so... Yeah.
That's a nice feeling.
It was taco tourism.
Nice. You're like, where do we want to eat?
Which taco place are we going tonight?
Yeah.
We got to go to a new place.
I quite like the idea of planning, you know, a project around things you want to see and stuff you want to eat as well. It's like, where do I want to go on my holiday? Maybe we'll record there or something.
Exactly. That's true, yeah. Exactly. I always try to make a project out of a holiday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
or else
the best
I feel
way.
Guilty.
It's the millennial mindset. Got to always be hustling.
Yeah.
For you guys, what's it like when you receive Sara's songs? How do you approach kind of coming into it when you're looking at that demo stage of creating a track? What's your sort of entry point for both of you?
Well, I first thing I do is I pick up the drumsticks. I stare at the drumsticks for a little bit.
Wait till they speak to you?
I wait till they speak to me. I hear some voices in my head. They don't stop talking. I tell them to shut up. And then, I don't know. I kind of, first thing I think about is like tempo.
Mm.
I'm always kind of challenging Sara with her tempos, but for the most part, she's always right.
But it's good to kind of get that. You got to go back and forth, and then you're actually, that was the right place to
go. I have so much energy, so I always want to play like the Ramones.
Yeah.
So I always need somebody to put me in check.
Yeah.
And so it's always a challenge for me playing a little slower than I'm used to.
Mm.
And that's where I kind of, that's where I start.
Nice.
And then that's kind of where the ideas start coming from, because I'm like not in my comfort zone anymore.
That's quite a fun place to be, like working from, though, pushing each other a little bit outside of that easy space of making. What's it like for you, Rob? What's the
really
process?
I'm really new to the crew, so I actually have the lucky perspective of coming in as a fan.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
I didn't work on the last record. I just heard all the songs and I liked the previous record. I was like, this is sick.
Mm.
And so that's fun for me to like step into it and be like, oh, I just want to play these songs I like.
Yeah.
And the band's fun. There's some leeway live. Like, we get to have a good time. So I've been enjoying just, like, that perspective of being just a performer. because usually you're trying to be a writer, performer, all these other things. But it's cool to be like, cool, I'm here to just support this.
Yeah, yeah, and have some fun while you're doing it. Totally.
Rob rips.
Yeah, I think my favorite part about playing with this group is that we all trust each other's intuitions.
Yeah.
And we are all a fan of each other's work. So it's like, I think Rob came in and added a lot of things that, you know, weren't happening with the song that really lend to making the sound full and fun and interesting. And so
it's new blood and we're a bunch of bloodsuckers.
There's a good bit of balance going on there. Yeah. So for you, when you're writing, do you kind of know what you want to write about when you sit down, or do you just sort of let the muse come when you're in that space?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I do. Sometimes it's, making chords and then a melody and then kind of sounds over the melody. And at that point, I usually, if I don't have a clear focus, I like to record what I'm saying, which is usually gibberish.
Yep.
And then I listen to the recording and decipher what I'm saying.
Going usually, to therapy with yourself, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Like, oh. Usually there's like a phrase that is sticking out and I can kind of build off that.
Yep.
Or a feeling, or sometimes it's just gibberish and then I listen and I'm like, oh my God, all the lyrics are there already.
Yeah. Is that the same with the album as well? When you've kind of created it, do you look back and see some themes that maybe came through, or what's that kind of process like?
I feel like that for me has always been a kind of longer time frame, or it's a lot of different modes of expression and feeling. And not quite specifically like, okay, we're writing an album, these songs are gonna be for that.
Yeah.
But the way I write is more naturally with inspiration when it comes. And
yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, different points in my life, at different experiences, different things that are happening. So those songs then I try to fit where they make sense together, either in song, like track order or vibe or,
yeah,
you know.
Totally. It sounds like it's going to be a really exciting record. When is it coming out? Do you have a timeline for that yet? No, sometime soon. Watch
anybody
space
out there has a record label.
Yeah. hopefully this year. Yeah, we're looking to shop it around and
cool. See what happens.
We've got some good, exciting songs on it with lots of different feels.
Awesome.
So. Oh, don't forget, shout out to the Omnicord.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the Omnicord did write a few songs on this.
Oh, excellent. I love a good Omnicord.
Yeah, whenever I kind of feel stuck on what to do with the guitar, I'm not feeling inspired, picking up the Omnicord is so cool because the chords are just right in front of you.
Totally.
And you end up playing things you wouldn't normally play on the guitar.
And then next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. and you're like, I got work in 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm still bleep blooping away on the Omnicord. Yeah, totally. Hey, the gig tonight is going to be awesome. It is going to be at Whammy Bar, and you've got fantastic Elliot and Vincent and Ratso playing with you as well. Both really, really cool local bands. Tickets are from Under the Radar for people wanting to head along. And there is also an unwaged student price and an early bird price, so get in there and head along. Thank you all so much for coming in. It's been awesome to chat with you.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I just want to thank all the people that have been having fun with us and enjoying our shows, and I want to shout out my main man Brent here for showing us the best time.
Shout outs to Brent, sitting quietly in the corner.
He's been taking good care of us.
Excellent. Hey, thanks, guys. I hope you get to some beaches, and I hope you have a fantastic gig tonight. Cheers for coming in, and we'll catch you next time you're in Aotearoa.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It feels good. Take it done, I keep fighting on the run.
treat me right and we'll forget about the meaning. I can never get enough. I got unsatisfied love.
Unsatisfied love.
I can never get enough. I got unsatisfied love.
Unsatisfied love.
I think I'm sick. I think I'm sick with wanting it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.